Mark Levin, "The Democratic Party is all in, trash the independence of the Supreme Court." By Jeff Poor on October 25, 2021. During the Sunday broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin, conservative talker Mark Levin warned the modern Democratic Party was threatening the independence of the Supreme Court. According to Levin, author of American Marxism, Attorney General Merrick Garland's other gestures from the Biden administration, including a commission on the Supreme Court, were efforts to trash the high court's independence. Transcript as follows. Levin, DOs a president of the United States have an obligation to follow the law? And what if he doesn't follow the law? You know, we have a provision in our Constitution. Article 2, Section 3, the president shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed, is that what Joe Biden is doing? No, Joe Biden is the most lawless president in modern American history. You can talk about Nixon, you can talk about whomever you want. Joe Biden, day in and day out, violates the Constitution and federal statutory law, and he has done it when it comes to immigration. People don't realize, we have a significant code when it comes to immigration. All kinds of classes of people, all kinds of visas, all kinds of green cards. We have percentages of people who come from certain parts of the world. We have caps on the number of people who can come. This has all been codified, And when the President of the United States is sworn into office, and we have this wonderful inauguration where they are, in his case, shuffling down Pennsylvania Avenue with the doctor, Dr. Jill, he is supposed to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the nation, even if his personal and administration policies conflict with the statute. Joe Biden is violating the Constitution. Again, Article 2, Section 3, the president shall take care. I quote, shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. There have been court decisions on this that make the point that I just made. It's not an issue of a policy disagreement. A statute is a statute. Now, if you want to check something out, I want you to go to 8. For those nerds like me, 8 United States Code Section 1151. You will see sentence after sentence, paragraph after paragraph, section after section on immigration law. Immigration law passed by Congress is in the past. You will also see exclusions for people coming into this country. 8 U.S.C. Section 1182, A.4. This is a public charge responsibility that the executive branch has, the President and the Attorney General of the United States. And there is a section there about excludable aliens, and it includes people with criminal records. It includes people with communicable diseases, like if they have the coronavirus. It includes people who have been part of totalitarian parties, Nazi parties, people who are polygamists, and on and on and on, federal law. When you have an open border, when you're allowing anybody coming in here, whether it is people from Haiti working their way from Chile into the United States, or people from dozens and dozens of countries, I think I read like about 150 different countries are represented of people coming across the border illegally. But whatever the number is, and you refuse to enforce federal immigration law, you are violating the Constitution of the United States. So this isn't just a debate between the right and the left, or a debate between those of us who believe in the sovereignty of our borders, and so forth. This is a constitutional reality. So what is the Attorney General of the United States doing about this? Well, he is busy suing the state of Georgia under the 1965 Voting Rights Act in a completely phony lawsuit. A political lawsuit that is suggesting that Georgia is discriminating against minorities when Georgia is doing no such thing. That would be the Biden administration and its rejection of school choice. That's discriminating against minorities, as far as I'm concerned. What else is the Attorney General busy doing? He is suing the state of Texas because they don't like the state's abortion law that they passed. And he is trying to intervene in a case that is already being working its way up to be presented to the U.S. Supreme Court. But he wants it on that case, you see, because the Democrats, the Biden administration, believe in abortion on demand even a second before birth, and they believe you should pay for it. It is the most radical administration. It is the most radical government when it comes to abortion in the entire world. Think about that. What else is happening? Well, the Attorney General's threatening parents and taxpayers who dare to challenge school boards and teachers' unions and so forth. In other words, We have a lawless Department of Justice that is focused on a political and policy agenda that also won't enforce existing law. For instance, you see them rounding up 630 people from January 6. There weren't 630 rioters. Now that the Department of Justice has reluctantly, as a result of federal lawsuits, released some of the videotape, we've seen that the vast majority of people who were in the Capitol were waved into the Capitol building by Capitol Hill police. How are you trespassing when the police who are there to enforce trespassing are allowing you into the building? We all believe people who actually riot and commit acts of violence should be prosecuted. But 630 people didn't do that? How do we know? Because they're not all being charged with any kind of a violent act. Trespassing or parading without permission on government property and so forth. They mouth ridiculous charges like that, that people are pleading to under threat of felony, 630. Tell me, are 630 members of Black Lives Matter Antifa? Are they holed up anywhere? They've been charged with anything, 630? Those people who were rioting and burning buildings, attacking cops, some of whom killed fellow citizens and so forth? No. And the Department of Justice says this matter. They have more resources on this matter than any matter they've had in American history. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And now, what about the Department of Justice? We have children in our schools being force-fed, that is indoctrinated in critical race theory. What is critical race theory? To be honest, it's racism. It is segregation. That's what it is. It is a fringe ideology that grew out of the 1970s by Derrick Bell at Harvard Law School. Everybody mocked it. Now, it is embraced and it is pushed. Why? Because it is part of the Marxist ideology to bring down this country. Well, guess what, folks? That violates the 14th Amendment, Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Your children have every right to be unmolested by this push for racism and segregation and self-hate. That's number one. It violates the 1964 Civil Rights Act, too, as far as I'm concerned. So what is Merrick Garland? And what is the administration doing about that? They are promoting critical race theory. I mean, Merrick Garland's family promotes critical race theory. Joe Biden signed executive orders enshrining critical race theory throughout the government. So, this is what's happening in the Biden administration, when it comes to complying with the law. What else are they doing? Well, the question is, what aren't they doing that doesn't violate the law, skirt the Constitution and so forth and so on? He has a commission he puts together to decide what they should do about the Supreme Court. Now, so far, it's been relatively irrelevant in what it is proposing. But why was that commission put together? And why is it still there? To threaten the United States Supreme Court. You boys and girls on the court, you either do what we want you to do or we're going to ramp up that commission. Or we're going to pack the court or we're going to do things to the court that destroy the independence of the court. We have never seen an attack on the Supreme Court like this in Franklin Roosevelt. And even back then, his former vice president, who had been the Speaker of the House, at one point, stood up with the other Democrats and opposed him. Today, the Democratic Party is all in. Trash the independence of the Supreme Court. This is what they believe. They don't believe in following the law. Look, right now, forget about even the law. Our traditions and customs. We are supposed to be a representative republic. Oh, they are in secret discussions, the Democrats with the Democrats. The Democrats talking to Biden, talking to his staff, and so forth about how to fundamentally change our economic system. That's what they're talking about to massively expand the welfare state, how to change the education of your children, how to change the healthcare system forever, to impose enormous taxes on you, on small businesses, redistribute wealth. Fundamentally alter this society and this governing system. And you're not permitted to participate. How many committee hearings have there been? What do you actually know about what's going on? All we hear from the news as well. The two moderates are negotiating with the progressives and it looks like they might get there. It's all a game, it's all process. What about substance? Don't we get to participate when they're fundamentally altering our economic system and our governing system? Apparently not. So what do we have here? We have a rogue president. We have a rogue attorney general. That is a rogue federal executive branch. We have a rogue Congress, 50-50 in the Senate. A three-vote majority in the House and they want to fundamentally change America. What else? Threatening the courts, specifically the Supreme Court. You saw what they did to Kavanaugh. I'm not a big Kavanaugh fan, I never was. That's irrelevant. What they did to Kavanaugh was disgraceful. And what they did there is send a message to other justices on what they're doing by threatening the independence of the court is sending a message to the entirety of the court. So, what do we have here? We have a Democratic Party that is tyrannical. They want to change our voting system so they can never lose. They want to nationalize red states, so they can't put in their own voting systems. Just think about everything they're doing. Think about it this way. Is there anything that by the Biden administration and this Congress has done to expand individual liberty? Is there anything the Biden administration and this Congress has done to expand the ability to grow our economy? To accumulate wealth and create real job opportunity for the average person? Is there anything that Biden and this Congress have done to make this nation more secure against our enemies like communist China? Fascistic Russia? The fundamentalist regime in Iran and so forth? Nothing. Have they done anything to secure the border to protect us from criminal elements, fentanyl, and all sorts of things border? Not a thing. The opposite, the border is wide open. What exactly has this administration done to support the American people? To support our founding principles? And to make life better for you? Nothing. Just go to the gas station, go to the grocery store, prices are through the roof. Look at what they've done to our cops. Every city, every single major city, crime is through the roof. The murder rate is unprecedented. That's what we get. Lawlessness begets lawlessness. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.